have been studying Mike Webster's position. The man in the middle is quite deceptively the most violent position on the field. The slaps, the punches, the forearm, it is an unremitting storm of subconcussive blows. The head as a weapon on every single play of every single game, of every single practice, from the time he was a little boy to a college man, culminating in an 18-year professional career. By my calculations, Mike Webster sustained more than 70,000 blows to his head. I don't know football. I've never played. But I am telling you, playing football killed Mike Webster.
Will Smith playing Dr. Bennett Amalu in that movie Concussion that did very, very well. Talking about Mike Webster, the outstanding center with all those Pittsburgh Steelers superstar teams. You know, he was actually center for guys like Terry Bradshaw, Terry Hanratty, and others. Talking about the game of football, and it was part of the avalanche of negative news when it came to head injury and safety with the game that America likes more than any other. And that prompted Merrill Hodge to co-write this book, Brainwashed, The Bad Science Behind CTE and the Plot to Destroy Football. This is a game, Merrill, great to see you again. Game that forced that it almost took your life, right? I mean,
right.
you had a concussion that forced you from the game, and it's some health injuries after the game, but you believe the game is getting a bad rap.
Well, yeah, I mean, you look at just what happened to me, and I think this is what happened and why this is such a confusing topic now, is all this stuff has gotten blurred together. They don't belong together. And what I mean by that is the injury, the concussion, if you think about the injury, you got to look at when was that injury finally started to be addressed and cared for, okay? The facts are no professional team had done anything about it until 1991, which I explain in the book, where Chuck Knoll, keep in mind,
legendary Steelers coach,
is the one who challenges the brain world to do something more than just do a personal evaluation. So even the brain world, they can talk about how brilliant they might be. It's one of the greatest coaches ever to challenge them to come up with some other type of tool to evaluate players before we turn them to play.
And what
objective and subjective information, okay? So the brain world gets challenged to do it, and then you start doing what we call, okay, now these are protocols and treatments. So you got the injury itself. Now you got protocols and treatments that help us evaluate it, remove players. The treatments and therapies are incredible, what's available today. And keep in mind, head trauma doesn't just happen in football. It doesn't just happen in sports. It can happen in a litany of activities. My son, who has played football since he was 7, he's 22 and a quarterback at BYU. His first concussion 4 days before a bowl game, slipped in a shower. Okay, so you can have it playing in the backyard, recess line, so wheeled sports, a whole host of things, head trauma can occur. The pattern CTE should not get blurred into concussion and protocol. It's a completely different subject. CTE is a pattern, and I went across this country, and really what drove me there, Brian, was I'm a concerned parent. I'd read a lot of the media. I'd seen the headlines. But I've been a part of the media, I've lived it, where something wasn't right. And when I think something is right, you got to go find where the facts are. Where are the true facts in this whole thing? No matter what you say, no matter what you think, if you have not done what I'm about to say, you do not know. And if you haven't done this, you actually are an absolute 100% denier. You don't know the facts. If you have not read the scientific literature on this subject, you cannot know. Now, I've had people send me articles from the New York Times and Sports Illustrated. They actually believe that's a scientific literature. I got to remind you, folks, that's not scientific literature. It's got to come out of a place, things like JAMA. The scientific literature and papers have to be
JAMA.
J-A-M-A. And that's not the only one. There's a lot of scientific journals. But you have to read the scientific literature to understand the truth and the language in it. When you read that, it is a complete contrast to what you see in the media. You'll hear words like cause and link from playing football or contact sports in the media. There is no language like that in the scientific journals.
So how do you? So you got forced from the game because of concussion. So you
just were improper care.
Improper care.
But that does end my career.
How old were you?
I was 30 years old.
30 years old.
And it was really the two concussions that were in a close proximity, but the improper care for the first one. That's in 1994. Well, think of where we are today. Think of the protocols that exist at all levels in all sports.
But football is often the toughest guys coached by some of the toughest men.
Very true.
The word is, if you're hurt, you play through it. That builds character.
Absolutely.
Right?
And that was one of the problems early on. And that's why in 2003, when my son starts playing, I implement a protocol. And part of that is about, listen, we can be smart and tough and play this game. If we get hurt and we have head trauma, we're going to do something about it. You're going to be removed and you're not going to return to play. That's why in 2009, I went to Congress and I pleaded for him to establish some protocols between for ages 8 to 18. We were doing stuff in the NHL, NFL, and NCAA. And 95% of our kids are 8 to 18 and we're doing nothing there. So I challenged Congress to do some protocols there because, again, protocols, treatments, and therapies are different.
You got to get to USA Football, which you work with, and you got to get to Pop Warner, which you did. So a guy like Brett Favre, who we all, anybody who watches football can respects him, cut 46.
Yeah, I spoke about my three grandsons. I have one who's 8, 3, and a newborn, and they have not decided yet, at least 8-year-old has not decided to play football. I'm not going to encourage him to play football. I'm not saying I would discourage him, but I would be cringing every time that I saw my grandson get tackled.
Is he reading the wrong literature?
Well, I don't know what literature he has written. To be, I mean,
if any, because he's read. Lived it.
Yeah,
20
you know,
years.
And when people say that, you always understand how educated they are, what they informed on. Let me just make this very clear: there is zero scientific literature. Zero. That says if our kids play contact sports, youth sports, okay, that they're going to have problems later in life. Now, let's just throw a little common sense in there with the scientific literature. If that were the case, we got to think about all the contact sports that you have, okay? Every one of them can have concussions from football, soccer, lacrosse, boxing, wrestling, MMA fighting. Okay, we could go on and on and on, okay? So hundreds of millions of people have played contact sports in an era where we did nothing about head trauma other than go back, how many fingers return. So literally hundreds of millions. You can't find one person that you can say, aha, because you play contact sports, this is why you have this problem later in life. And there's a layer of
issues. And you put that
issues.
In your book,
yes.
Brainwash. It's in there. You don't just say, read the literature.
Oh, no,
it's
no, no,
here.
No. We put it in the literature. Then I go one step further, and I got a website, brainwashbook.com, that we give you the scientific literature to read. I want you to be skeptical. The best way to, especially when something doesn't sound right, use some common sense. Did you play football? Did you
I play played soccer.
Okay, so you played contact sports. Anybody who played some contact sport, and keep in mind,
you're heading the ball. They don't want kids to head the ball now before
you know,
you're 10
Brett's
years
talking
old.
About his grandkids. Okay, now I guarantee you he would identify with this. I got two grandkids, three. But my boys are 6 and 5. I watch them run around in the front room at 100 miles an hour chasing each other and flying to the couch at full speed, tackling each other. Okay, kind of like, wait a minute. Every kid's doing this. We all done it, okay? And we all play. And keep in mind, we didn't
but
do
you,
anything
wait, wait, wait.
For
so
it.
So, Merrill Hodge, you are saying to yourself, I like where it's going. We don't,
love
you
it.
Don't do hitting during the week. You don't do the kids below a certain age are playing more flag than tackle. The helmets are getting better. The pads are getting better. So you like the protocols that happen on the sideline that if you're in concussion, you're not playing the next week if you're diagnosed with a concussion.
Protocols and options. And anybody who's trying to sell you flag over tackle have never coached football, and they're selling you the wrong thing because they're selling you, oh, you know what, you're not going to get hurt. I've had more injuries in coaching youth football for nearly 20 years when we don't have pads on, we don't have helmets, because if you think kids are going to be running around trying to catch balls and think there's not going to be collisions, there's not going to be contact,
right.
You haven't been involved in the sport.
Well, by the way, flag football is one of the most aggressive things you can do as a an adult league, by the way. It's
right.
Crazy. Here's Jim McMahon. You know, he's suffering. He's a peer of yours. Cut 49.
The forgetfulness, you know, I'd leave the bedroom, tell her I was going to the store, get a dip or something, and she'd come in here a half hour later, and I'm still standing there, wondering what I was going to do. And she said, you were going to go to the store. I said, oh, okay. So I'll go to the store, and then I'll have to call her and say, I don't know how to get back home.
So Jim McMahon looks at football as the problem.
Well, I see. Here's the problem with when we do that. There's no accountability for your life's choices, okay? We can't make excuses, and we've done that too much. I'm going to go back to there's no scientific literature, okay, none, that says playing football even as high as long as Jim McMahon has played it, and if you had concussions, that it's going to have – there's a link or a cause to your memory issues. Now, one of – these are leading contributors to all brain health, cancers, and cardiovascular diseases that I'm about to share with you that are scientific.
Real quick, okay. 1 minute.
Okay. Obesity. and that's only 25 pounds of excess fat. Inactivity, alcohol, drugs, opioids. Those right there are the leading contributors to all of our brain health. Cardiovascular disease and cancers. Those are choices that we all can make one way or the other. And there is scientific evidence, especially alcohol, how it destroys our brain and it affects it.
I just think it's made so many great kids, great adults. You learn a lot about life. You learn about courage. You learn about dedication. You don't have to be Merrill Hodge and play for the Steelers to benefit. So I love that you wrote this book. I love you back it up with science. It's called Brainwashed. Pick it up. Thanks, Merrill.
Thank you, buddy.